Hi guys, I want to show you how I produced my new song Godspeed. I just put it out. I wrote it by myself and I produced it by myself, so I want to show you how I did it and let's kind of talk about it. I think it's one of my favorites lyrically, just because so many lines in this one have like double meanings, and I felt like I was able to get really creative with a lot of these lyrics in this song. So yeah, that's what this is. So I want to start off by saying that this song is very sample based, which is not usual for me. Usually I'm the one playing all the parts and, you know, doing all the stuff, but I actually wasn't even planning on writing on the day that I wrote Godspeed. I was actually kind of just browsing through, looking for sounds to use for other projects. And I just kind of found a few different sounds that I thought would just blend really nicely together. And I just, you know, a lot of different samples kind of caught my eye, and I put them all together in a session and edited a few of them. Like this one, you'll hear, oh, my speakers aren't on. Sorry about that. But this is one of the samples that you will hear. It goes through the whole song, and you can kind of hear where I chopped it and where I edited it. So it goes. So I chopped it in those places and kind of pieced it together. Got some live bass in here. This is also a sample, but I kind of put it in here for texture purposes. Got some reverse piano action, which is really cool and dramatic. So this is a sample. I did put some like, what's it called, phaser effects on it, to kind of make it a little bit different than the original sample. Got some really heavy, gnarly drums. I feel like this song was very 21 Pilots influenced. If any of you guys know me, you would know I have been a diehard 21 Pilots fan since I was in high school, and I've never really written a very heavily 21 Pilots influenced song up until now. And so it's just another reason why I love this song, is just because to me it's kind of like my little ode to 21 Pilots. I think one of the really heavy hitting 21 Pilots influences that really shows up in this song is this little woodwind sample that you hear. I think that's very 21 Pilots coded. There's also this thing, which is very heavy, intense, eerie. So it's a sample that I chopped up and placed it where I wanted it to be. Let's move on to some parts that I actually played. There's this little synth thing. Very simple, but you know, I put that in the second verse. This is Mellotron, but it's like a brass Mellotron. It's also like in the second verse or pre-chorus or something like that. And then in the bridge, I added some synth bass. Just really gritty, dirty, gross. Recording vocals on this song was very interesting for me, because I actually had recorded all my takes for the whole thing, like vocal stacks, harmonies, everything, and then I wasn't happy with like how my vocal sounded on the track, so I literally deleted all my vocals and started over completely, because I wasn't happy with my vocals. So I just took another go at it, and I ended up being really happy with it.
But it's really funny, you put yourself right there up above me. You wouldn't put me down if you loved me. Godspeed, thank God it was.
There's a lead, there's an echo trap, there are stacks, panning left, panning right, there's a lower harmony, panning left, panning right, and then a about to come up. There's a higher harmony. Pan left, pan right.
Godspeed. Thanking God it wasn't me. I told you 2 years ago to fucking get a grip.
Yep. My cat is in front of my light. Isn't that great? I love that. I want to talk about the second verse because the second verse was very interesting. With this song, there's a lot of like rap element, which I've never really done before. But this song has it in there.
Down, let your eyes on a girl and you pounce. Like a cheater, she has no idea. Cheated on someone you said it
can't talk about this part.
You're a changed man, though. So I give evidence for any case now close. Endorphins for your ego make your head too swole. You tell her that you love her, you're incapable. No, 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 no.
So what I want to say about this part, I really wanted to find ways to enhance specific words in that rap. So there are kind of like little gang vocals in here, which is just me repeating the line in different ranges, like, you're a changed man though, you're a changed man though. Like, you kind of have to sound a little dumb for it to work. It's, you know, trust the process. The cool little detail that I wanted to put in there, just for my sake, like, doesn't matter if anybody else really, like, notices it, it just kind of scratched an itch in my brain, is that that higher gang vocal that's like, you're a changed man though, ultimately, like, turns into a higher harmony. So if you listen to it again, you kind of hear me
change man, though. So like if
saying it.
Any case now close. Endorphins for your ego make your head.
And then I end up singing
you
it.
That you love you incapable. No, 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 no.
So that's just a fun little detail that you might not have picked up on, but it scratched an itch in my brain, so. So at the end of the song, there's another rap verse. And how I enhanced that one is that I just kind of did stacks on certain words.
That's why my new guy and I are consistent. He's always got me with the purest in... I've been crying. Wishing you could look to get no time. Trying. Find it. I am. Find it. Creeping on whatever I post. That doesn't sound like someone...
So I'm just highlighting certain words just to make them pop a little more and strike you a little bit. And then at the very end of the song, the very last line,
no, you know you fumbled the ball and missed the goalpost. I want to feel jealous of who's coming next though.
So it's kind of the same thing where I just recorded a couple different takes of me saying the line in just different ranges, and then that's how it sounds. So all together, it sounds like this.